7:30 in the 50, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to the show. Tuesday it is. The best team in the city. Tell me, are you the single one amongst your friends? As in where, none too? So when you tag along with them, are they accommodating? Or you do feel like the third wheel? Talk to me about being the single one. Let's talk about hashtag being the single one. Alos Umis Villegas says, the boring part is when the friends think you are always available to go with them. Because the moment you say you have plans, you can't make it. The look you are given by them, it's like you're betraying them. Being the single one amongst friends that are coupled. I mean, there's no guide to being single amongst a group of friends, is there? You're constantly a third wheel. All right? It can also be daunting, right? And in the next hour, we'll talk about what Saul has also alluded to, that the coupled friends have a problem with you living single, being single. So they're like, hi. Uban Manjelo. Like, but I'm single. I'm doing single things. So, how do you deal with being single or being the single one amongst your friends? Being the single one, Car 959, that's exactly what we're talking about. Oma Oroeza Langawen.
Ah, Prati, what's that? Nah, I'm the single one amongst all my friends. Nah, I just broke up with somebody that I tried something with last month. And I'm back to single life again, and I'm more happier. But now what I do is, when we have to get together and with their partners, them, like, I avoid, stay away, because kitotakili wani, and you know, it's not comfortable. I know.
You are the third wheel. That's Omar. Sina, oh, give me Jesus. Before that, Prezo and Amsaki Sondela. It's been a minute. 29 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, being the only single one amongst your friends can easily make you feel like an outsider. You are in good company, familiar company, but you're feeling like an outsider. Your mere presence just creates an odd number at tables and vacations. You're constantly third wheeling. And while your friends include you in everything, sometimes attending some outings is draining because the conversation always comes back to you being single. They're always trying to hook you up with another or their partner's single friends. Or even the conversation always goes back to relationships and marriage, which then leaves you in an awkward position. Even when you have a good comment, a good observation, you end up not sharing it because what Lord Otseba wrong. Forgetting what there are benefits to being a third wheel. You are the third eye. You see things that they don't see. Because when you are too involved, there are certain things you don't see. But anyway, we'll leave it to them, right? Oh yeah. Hashtag being the only single one. Talk to me. Being the single one, that's the hashtag. Alright? How do you handle it? Are your friends accommodating you?
Yo, Uncle Ski, being the single one is a hazard head. Sometimes you can drop in on a couple friend, you understand, at the wrong time, you understand, and just by doing that, you are paid, you understand. It hoys you, you know, in the chang, it how to you, how to you, how to you, so, but some friends are accommodating, but to a certain degree, you understand, you know, man, you're not supposed to go, you can't get loads of the couple, of course, you come out trusty because you got to have a little bit too.
TTV John, thank you, puppy. Alright?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on how you handle being the single one. One, you embrace it. You embrace being the third wheel. Just embrace it. I mean, being invited as a third wheel can be a compliment. And it serves as a great way to get to know your BFF's significant other a little bit better. And you also get to observe your BFF as a lover because, you know, most times they act differently when they're in love. Eh? Like, yo, show me how to so how le marato. You also happen to be the only sober one. You see things differently. Sober in inverted commas. They are so in their eyes, you know,
They hardly see the other, the bigger picture. But you're there for that. Two, how you deal with it? Don't succumb to the pressure. What do I mean? As the only single friend in the group, the temptation to settle can be overwhelming. However, you really don't need to settle just because you're the odd one out. No. In fact, you should be proud that you are secure enough to rock the single lifestyle. Holding out for the right person can really be empowering. So try and fight the urge to lower your standard just for the sake of what? Of being in the relationship? Never. Don't settle. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on how to handle hashtag being the single one. Make the most of your free time. Because one day you'll probably look back on this single day fondly. There are some, there are some of the only times in your life where you really have the agency to be free and, you know, independent. Very few. So right now, you have all the time in the world to dedicate yourself, to dedicate to yourself. If you're the only single one in your friendship group, lucky you. Embrace it. All right? Enjoy it. This is your time to do what you need to do with your life. Your time is coming. Yes. Relax. Now, being the single one amongst coupled friends, do you get judged when you, you know, you bring a new date every time? What do they say is their problem with you living your single life? What do they say? DJ Sibs are hard. At a point in life, we must stop pleasing them and please ourselves. Sorry. Who says what? That's their own endeavor. Eh? People judge as if they are the ones sleeping with your new partner. What matters is me being happy. That's DJ Sibs. What do you say? Being the single one.
Mr. T, if you are born out, you come out, you enjoy, you sit only tips in Yana, how, and the fun has just begun, and the friend says, I need to leave, my partner is calling. You are enjoying, and yeah, the enjoyment is cut short. That's the problem with, you know, vibing and grouping with people that are in relationships.
Ask his for a sec. When you were single, how were you treated though? By your coupled friends?
Sure. I always find myself being the one giving advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you were that girl.
When you're in your single state, for some reason, you give the best relationship advice.
You're not involved. You're so clear.
Yeah. Not attached to the situation.
Yeah.
So that's what it was for me. But for the most part, I don't like being a third wheel. So I'll just, I give them space. And
but they always want you to have you. They always want to have you with you.
100%.
You know, to hang around, come along, road trips.
I don't want that. Exclude me, please.
So they, when you say no, they give you the eye, though.
Yeah, they do.
Because you shouldn't have a life, right? No, Sifo?
Ish. You know, I'm kind of... I feel like I've always been booed up, paid up somehow. But I'm always asking for advice. So I'm always soliciting advice from my single friends. Because I feel like they give better advice than ones who are in relationship.
That's right.
People in relationships, sometimes you guys lead us astray.
What is the best advice?
In relationships.
What is the best advice you got from a single friend?
Leave. Just pack your bags and leave.
But that is so cliche though.
But sometimes Uncle T, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes that is the best thing for you in your life in that moment is you just drop this hot potato and move forward.
What is the best advice you've ever given, Ty?
Don't be too forgiving. So it basically sounds like the same thing. Because sometimes you dig a hole for yourself and you struggle to get out.
Yeah.
And then you need to go to therapy and stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
This problem of giving too much of yourself. It's a problem, Uncle T. You laugh. It's a problem.
Oh, wow. You being single is a beautiful thing that you enjoy, but sometimes when you are with coupled friends, people who are in relationships, you can't help but feel like a third wheel. Of course, it depends on how they treat you when you are in their company. Some are treated well. Some are made to feel short. Taleng just, you know, shame what she said now. It's like, wow, Taleng. Are T, being the single one, it hits me when we're from a girl's trip and Batubabo Onane, they come and fetch them. Choti, I feel lonely kanako eo. I do give relationship advice to some of my friends. That I do.
All right.
And then Wena, what do you do? Are your friends accommodating to you? To you being single? Or you are made to feel it? What happens when there's a bri and you bring somebody new? What do they say? Do they give smart comments? Are they welcoming? Especially on Lichita. And you're living single, you're always like bringing maybe Okwabi 3. Because I get you're still, you're in the dating pool checking what's working for you or not. Share those. And here's another part I would like you to talk to. Do you give love advice? Is it welcomed? Because sometimes as a single person, you're made to feel like you can't give advice. When actually you can. But you're made to be feel that way. And if you're in a relationship and you received advice from a single person and it was the best advice, I'll also take a call on that. Or even send me a voice note. Please do it now. You wouldn't know what love train is.
What do you mean?
Single, indeed.
So, the what experience.
Yanni.
You laugh.
P.
First of all, it's that tone of that question for me. It's that tone of that question. Okay.
For me, it's first of all.
I may have dipped my toe in Oksala experience lately.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. Oksala experience. Yeah.
When your coupled friends, sisters,
Labo Satan, eh? Yeah, carry
invite
on.
Invite you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say yes? Do you go?
I first ask who's on the guest list.
Obviously, then, there are people.
No, Galo, I must know if it's all coupled people or is it just a mixed bag. You understand?
Okay.
So if it's a mixed bag, I'll come.
Yeah.
If it's just all couples, I'm bringing a plus one, whether you'd say I can or not. I'm bringing a plus one.
Yeah. And that plus one would be obviously a friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So the obvious. Oh, yes, Lundu Teta. It could be a date. You understand? So the obvious. Please. Engos.
How many dates?
Huh?
Yeah. How many? Very quick to answer.
A little too many. That's my problem.
And then do you get judged for that?
No. Because I think my friends just always assume that I'm single. So that when I bring a person who's a male single, they're like, girl.
Yeah, you're raising hopes.
Yeah. Problem is that one. You must not hope that one.
Yeah. And now when you bring a different guy friend.
Yeah.
Again, hopes are raised.
Exactly.
Soon they're going to call you out.
Of course. And then it's also a lot of pressure for the guy as well. Because then he's like, I thought this was a date. This is not an engagement. Like, what must happen? So, problems.
The best love advice you've ever given to someone who's in a relationship as a single
that I've given.
That you have given, yeah.
Well, I mean, other than for them to come to the single life, but I can't suffer alone and be alone.
You guys are recruiters.
What? As chairperson, it's my job.
Puma?
Puma does. No tangle bingley, but Puma because in end all of it. But anyways. Best love advice I've given. Consider the other person and their feelings. Sometimes some things are not about you, you know. Things that people do are not about you.
Yeah.
So consider what the person's context is, you know.
One day we should talk about being stuck in the middle.
Hey.
Because sometimes you end up stuck in the middle. Because these two people met via you.
Yeah. Oh, not, my goodness.
You know, through you.
I've had that happen so many times.
And then now... you know how this one behaves versus the other.
Yes.
And so, you know what I mean?
Yes.
We must talk about that.
When you've been friends separately with the two and then they come to you.
Yay.
Problems.
And then you're like, I love the both of y'all.
But now together.
No, but you're now together, so I'm in the middle.
Yes.
Should you guys fight?
Yes.
Who are you going to come to?
Don't come to me.
Thank you.
Sort it out.
Thank you.
For me, I abort my friends if they come together and they become a couple. I'm no longer your friend. I need you guys to give 6 months together and not come and consult me, and then I will come back to be your individual friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exactly what one day we should look at.
Yeah, please.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Like a single little hot money. And I think almost everybody in my circle is either married or in a relationship as parents. And funny enough, I'm the best man at my cousin's wedding, and I'm the single one. So now I take it with a pinch of salt. Eh? Whatever happens, happens. We just all have fun.
Why take it with a pinch of salt? Celebrate it, eh? Honestly.
Kumnandi being the single one in your group of friends. Okay. That's lucky for me because I only have one friend who's married. And when I'm chilling with other people, abagoma relationship, mbona kuthi ha ziyakhala. So I will stay single. But yeah, bag motivator to stay single and maybe not to get married even at all.
You see, that's the thing about being the single one, because you have a front seat view of the pros and cons, the disadvantages and advantages of being in a relationship. And you can take those in and use them maybe even for the success of yours when the time comes.
No, now that thing you like to have a little eventing and then kill Michael Boltini, but Babu physical fail, man. And especially Baba Kuzin and Amole, Baba saw a bit of intimacy, or what. And then Abratibus, you know, I clicker no man, I Erikishabes Kaslugi Shivele, Kapanda immediately like a panda, Pandagas Pitimo, Kaikola, Kakolas Kalagas Piti, Katola Companion Gas Pitimo, a temporal companion.
A lady earlier, thank you, Tuala. A lady earlier on said, the difficulty is you'll then realize how insecure your friends are, especially when you become friendlier with their partners. You're like, how? How's Antepa, Rano?
I love it when how people will feel insecure when you rock up, and then to manage you, then they try to hook you up with their friend, ADR, and then you're dating a crowd.
It happens, right? I know. But I know. I don't hook you up once. You're over single. The more single you are, the problem it is, right? Thank you for those voice notes.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.